Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Fred Dreyer Show. That's right. Fred Dreyer is with you again, ladies and gentlemen, this week to prove it. He's here in the studio. Fred, please state your name.
John Frederick Dreyer.
He's here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. We come to you every week at this time. Thanks so much for joining us here on Thanksgiving weekend. It's the whole weekend, and we're having ourselves a really good time here. And Fred, you brought in some turkey. I know some leftovers there. Did you make that yourself? Was that your particular handiwork?
Turkey.
Yeah, for Thanksgiving. Is that what you brought in here with the studio?
I didn't bring anything yet. I left it in the trunk of the car.
Okay.
I think it'll simmer nicely.
It's
out
a
there.
2 hour wait time for leftovers.
That's right.
That's all it is. That's it. Take care of it. We got a great show today. We have Vince Ferragamo. I believe you played with Vince when you were on the ramp.
I'm not quite sure. If I hear his voice, I'll know for sure, but we'll have to really listen closely.
You know, he's one of the great quarterbacks. I was looking at his, we always just talked to him about it, you know, playing on the Rams and stuff, but I think we could get him over to Buffalo, and he might be able to help him out over there. There's a problem with that.
I would make Vinny the head coach of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I think he's – you know what? He's also – and it's seriously now, he did very well in college. He was he got a football scholarship, but he was an All-American and an academic All-American. This guy's got some smarts.
So what category?
I don't know why he decided to come on our show, but maybe he's lost a step or two mental-wise here.
That's possible. You know, consider the profession.
How's your weekend going? Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
You know, I did, Mike. Thank you, and I had a real good weekend. I believe I attended a celebrity birthday.
Oh yeah, whose birthday was it?
It was yours.
Oh. No one told me. Is that why all you guys were there?
No, but it was yours, and it came out very nicely. But we thought for a moment that you might have had a stroke or a heart attack because you hadn't moved at all from that chair you were sitting in.
The chicken dish was really good, I'm telling you.
That was a good chicken
dish.
That was excellent.
Vince Ferragamo was invited, but he didn't show. Did you notice that?
Yeah, well, that's a long way to come.
Yeah.
He has a long way to come.
Oh, is that the excuse?
Well, look, you know, it works.
All right, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, I hope he's still here. Vince Ferragamo will be here. One of the great quarterbacks of our time, played with the Rams, the Buffalo Bills. Where else did he play? Canadian Football League. We'll get his whole story. Stay with us here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Fred Dreyer here, the heartburn hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back here. Yes, we're in the Sports Lounge. It is the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. I'm your host, Michael Horn, and our guest, ladies and gentlemen, we are very proud, very happy to have with us Vince Ferragamo as our special guest here on the show today. Vince, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, you guys are great. I mean, let me say one thing.
Please.
You're both hilarious. Oh. And Freddie must be rubbing off on you, Michael, because I know Fred's funny already.
Well, you know.
You're getting funnier in your old age.
Oh, Mike is.
No, you.
No, me.
Yeah.
You both are funny.
Yeah.
But let me, Michael, I'm very sorry that I missed your birthday party.
It was a big one,
you're
Vince.
Never going to let me live it down, I know.
I know.
I heard the introduction. So, I mean, it's like, you know, I was my daughter's been at the house. My kid, my grandkids are there. It just slipped by me.
It's tough, Vinny. It's tough to drive from where you live to where Mike lives. Sunland, north of you, is like about an hour and a half.
It's Barstow. It was actually Barstow, but it's a nice trip this time of year. Vince, we should mention that you have a winery. You've got like vineyards around your house. You're in the outlying areas there. Give us some background on your winery.
Right. Well, I tell you, it's been a lot of fun, Michael. I live here in Orange Park Acres, and we've been growing grapes for about 15 years. And we just tasted. I went in the barrel room just this past weekend, and we tasted our 2022, and the 2023, and all three were just. I mean, it just kept getting better and better and better. So I mean, they're all different in a way, but it's fun to grow the grapes. It's fun to have the wine with the food that my wife cooks. So it's a lot of fun. The Sangiovese and Cabernet, as you know, the Super Tuscan blend has been nice for us, and it's our signature wine, obviously, but it's a family favorite, and we like it.
What's the name of the winery, and where do we go on the website to get some of your wines? Because I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to taste it. It is excellent. I've judged competitions where you have won in categories as best in show, as gold medal, et cetera, 90 points and more.
Thanks, Michael. Yeah, we've done pretty well when we've put it up for in competition and with other wines, but it's Ferragamo. You know, I had Tenuta di Ferragamo, but Ferragamo, fashion people had a problem with that, so we changed it to VinceFerragamoVineyards.com, and we have our own website. And you know, we It's available online, obviously, but we don't make that much, Mike. You know, we're just we're a boutique winery. We only make 30 to 50 cases, depending on the vintage, and that's basically what we have. And when it goes, it's gone. But we like to hold on to it because it does get better with age.
Limited, it's limited quantities, and a lot of people, I love that because it's like a one-of-a-kind wine that you get, and then you share, and you got a story, and Vince has done a really great job with this, with his Italian varietals and more, so it's really good. Vince Ferragamo, vineyards.com. You should try some, Fred.
Well, I have tried it in the past.
Okay, it's good, right?
It's very good. Yeah, Vinny is a crackerjack when it comes to that wine, and may I ask, Vinny, how many bottles you went through this last weekend? It's a direct question, actually. It's really wonderful that you could drink that much and drive. Is recklessly
he doesn't do that.
It is a disgrace to get drunk at a table, at an Italian table with food. So
that's impossible. Italians can't get drunk.
I'm telling you, it is great wine, but that's why it's limited limited bottles because of Vince and his family and friends.
Well, I'll tell you a great thing, great fun thing we did for my daughter's birthday party. We did around the world, Michael, and I have a pretty nice cellar in the house, and all the kids came into the wine cellar. I mean, I'm not saying kids, the grown-ups.
Yeah.
And all the ladies got to pick a place in the world they would like to go and experience a glass of wine.
Oh.
And so we went around the world. We went through about 18 bottles, and we went anywhere from Chile, Argentina to Napa, to Italy, to France, to Portugal. I mean, South Africa. We went everywhere.
Manhattan Beach.
We had a great time. It was fun.
Where do they serve? Jeff, Fred and I kind of like $2 Chuck. What area of the world is that? $2
Oh, no.
Is that Barstow? I think it's somewhere. It's good. All right, Vince Ferragamo is here. Vince, let's talk a little bit about you because, you know, we have you on the show from time to time. And, you know, you're one of the greats here today. You played football. I didn't realize also for the California Golden Bears. I knew about your days as the Cornhuskers. And, you know, you were just knocked them dead there. But tell us about high school and getting into the California Golden Bears and then going to Nebraska.
Well, it was a long story, but I played local here in Southern California, Banning High School, Wilmington, California, and played for my older brother Chris, and we had he resurrected that program at the school. And when I came in, we played little league, and we played flag football together with a bunch of guys, and we kind of all grew up together. So we went to the school and had some success. I played with the Reese brothers. I played with Rivera, who was a great receiver for me, and you know we're one of the first teams to run a shotgun formation. And my brother Chris liked to run the football, so we had to run the veer option, and so we had some of that. So we were pretty versatile. So it was a great learning experience.
That's a good offense, Vinny. That's a good offense.
Yeah,
you can pull the ball out and then throw it. You know.
Yeah, and then we just get back there and throw the ball, and we had John Blakemore, who was our offensive coordinator. Ed Bakuba was our running back coach, and you know, we played with some great guys, some talented players too. But we worked hard at it. Nothing came easy because we had to play teams like Carson, Colts, and then Gardena Mohegans were at the time one of the best teams in the city of Los Angeles. So, but we overcame that and. We had some success. I went on to college. I got, you know, recruited by Mike White, Tom Osborne in Nebraska, and I went to Cal first. And that was a big ordeal. You know, there's a trivia question. What college has produced the most starting quarterbacks in a Super Bowl game?
Is it Cal Berkeley?
Yeah, it's Cal Berkeley.
You were there, right?
Yeah, in those five quarters.
That's it.
You had Craig Morton.
Golden Bears.
You had Joe Capp in the olden days. And then you had... let's see. You had Aaron Rodgers, obviously, and then you had the kid in Detroit who was with the Rams.
Jared Goff.
Yeah.
And the trivia part of the question was me because I started my career at Cal for 2 years and transferred to Nebraska. So
that's really that's a good story. And your brother, it was your older brother, was the one that started the program, and you went and played in college, and that's how you started things out there. That's pretty cool. I didn't know. I never knew that part of your career.
Yeah, he was my high school coach. He always stayed at high school level and coached 30 years. He coached a long time, and to this day, he's still drawing up plays. You know,
you guys.
So we always have football, and he's 15 years older than I was. So I didn't know him as a brother; I just knew him as a coach. But he was he's dedicated and just worked endlessly at working. And that's that's what I think the difference is. I heard Fred talking about earlier about the commitment level for some of these teams today, and it's just some of these guys are not committed. I mean, it seems like they are, but
everything is too easy.
If I was a coach and if I was an offensive coordinator for a team and all I had to do was drum up and think of new plays, I mean, that's all you have to do? And some of these teams look so stagnant out there. They're not running the right plays. They're not getting their players at the right position. The only team I really see doing well is, the Chiefs with Andy Reid and the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, these guys drum up some really great game plans. I don't see much anywhere. And now I do see some of it coming from the Ravens, because I think Todd Monken's done a great job with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Well, this sport is teetering on extinction in many ways, offensively, defensively. They've done everything they possibly can to open the playbook, open up the rules, so anybody could play. What's occurred is bad fundamentals, and it's just glaring now.
Yeah, we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, let's talk about that, because another famed quarterback has some comments about that too, and I want to get your opinion, Fred Dreyer, and your opinion, Vince Ferragamo, right here on the Fred Dreyer Show. Don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
To the Fred Dreyer Show. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Our best special guest today, Vince Ferragamo's here, L.A. Ram quarterback, played for the Buffalo Bills, played everywhere. And you guys, just before the break there, Fred, you and Vince, we're talking a bit about the quality of play. I think you started it, Vince, talking about college football, and Fred, you jumped into it. Tom Brady is in the news this week, and he is critical of college football's player development. They interviewed him, and he was on the Stephen A. Smith Show on ESPN, and he says there's a lot of mediocrity in today's NFL, and he doesn't see the excellence that he saw in the past. He said that he criticized a multitude of aspects, including coaching, schemes, and rule changes protecting players from injury, and he also knocked player development in college football. Your guys' thoughts on that? Start with you, Fred.
Well, first of all, they've done everything they can to bend over backwards to give the sport the pop and the sizzle of having excitement at every snap of the ball, and that's just not the way it is. You can't legislate like that. And what they should be doing is teaching these guys in high school fundamentals and techniques of line play, of position play in college, and in, certainly when you get into professional levels. You've got to have a reasonable opinion as how the game works, and they don't. You see them all the time at the pro level. Every Sunday you see it. They just don't have a desire. Everything is too easy. There's too much money. I never thought I'd say that, Vinny, but there seems to be too much money. And what you wind up getting is a bunch of players who have no idea what to do on the field.
Vince, your thoughts on that?
Well, I think Freddie's onto something because I think the league has lost the physicality aspect of the sport. And by that, I mean, I'd have to ask Fred this question because he was on the defensive line and he saw it firsthand up close. But in light of the fact that offenses have been pass happy as of late, the only way defenses are effective and the only way they can be effective is to put pressure on the quarterback. So I want to know what Fred thinks about this rough in the passer penalty that they have now that these officials are calling all the time. I mean, how can you get to the quarterback if you hit him and then you're called for rough in the passer?
Well, the officiating, it's sunk to that level. The officiating does not understand what the general what do they call it? I guess the general parameters of what good pass blocking is, right, as opposed to not good pass blocking, good line run running, and they wind up getting confused in what they're calling. You have so many officials, you know, who are trying to please the league, trying to please themselves. And it's just not working out. The sport suffers when you don't have fundamentals. They don't even know what the hell they're doing here on Sundays.
Well, Tom Brady, as we mentioned, brought out some of these thoughts. There's also another story I wanted to talk to you guys about. There's this new NFL player poll for this year, and they asked players, if you could change one league rule, what would it be? And they spoke to 85 players, 78 weighed in on things, and they talked about 19 different things. One thing was Vince, another penalty that drew a lot of criticism from the players was pass interference, illegal contact. 15.4% of the people, that was the second highest vote that they had on a rule they want to change. One player said the league should make pass interference calls reviewable. Too many bad calls and pass interference and illegal contact in critical moments of the game. And another guy says, I wish you could challenge pass interference calls. So if you're on defense, you could challenge it too and say, hey, it wasn't the pass interference. But if you're on offense, you could challenge and say, like, hey, man, he pulled my helmet. Your thoughts, Vince?
Well, I agree. I think so much of these calls today are, and they're so subjective sometimes and not objective. And everything is subjective. A pass interference call is one of the worst calls in football. I mean, I was watching the game the other day, and the outcome was changed because they call a pass interference call on Puka Nacua in the end zone. He
exactly.
tripped over his feet.
Yeah.
And that was calling a pass interference. It's like, they give him the ball. If that was a third down play, they would have had to kick the field goal. Who knows if they would have won the game or not. Okay? They get a first down on the one-yard line. These calls are messing up the game, as I have to agree with Freddie, because it's screwing up the integrity of the game. How could you bet? I mean, if you know an official, you bet the way the official is going to call the play. You got the win already. I mean, it's like, everybody's betting on these games today, and it's getting out of control. It's really getting out of control. And the physicality is going away. You can't hit anybody anymore, because if you hit them too hard, then they're going to call a penalty.
And so you know something? On that note, Vinny, I just want you to know that it's been a while, but I miss hitting you.
No, you were on the same team.
I was baiting people to hit me because when I went out there the first time, remember, Fred, I wasn't wearing any of those rib protectors.
I know. You were almost
And then
Joe
Namath told me, he said, hey, Vinny, you better put them on, man. You're going to need them. I said, I don't need those.
They carried around a stretcher at practice waiting for you to fall.
Had to carry me off the field.
I put
those protectors on me.
You never had that tent on the side of the field there where they have it now.
Where's my tent?
Yeah, you didn't have one.
We didn't have concussion protocol.
No.
I deserve to have a freaking tent.
That's right. One player.
I hit so hard in Tampa Bay once, I didn't know where I was. I mean, it was like, what in the world just happened to me? I couldn't remember anything.
Wow. I took a knee to the head down there in Tampa.
You did too?
Yeah, I don't even know how I called plays after that.
What the hell's wrong with those players in Tampa? Well, they're rough group.
You didn't call plays. That was
I was drawing them
up in the dirt. That's what I was doing.
That was the real issue. Actually.
Never get two ex-players from the same team. On a show. Just one other thought here, because you guys are following through with this. One player talked about this pass interference, you know, in critical moments of calls, said the NFL should take a page out of the college rule book and modify the defensive pass interference call from being a spot foul. They said, quoting now, they should change it to 15 yards. You think that?
What's that mean?
Well, why do you think, Vince?
What's that?
Well, I think it's good because it's so subjective, like I mentioned, and they call the ball as a 50-yard pass. They get 50 yards on a ridiculous call.
Yeah.
So just give them 15 yards. I mean, if you're going to lose 15 yards, you still give up a first down, but, hey, it's better than giving up the yardage on the deal. So I just can't – I don't know where these referees are being taught to – I mean, I think the only guy that should be refereeing a game is a former player. Because he knows how to play the game. Why don't they do that?
Be careful there, too.
Yeah. I know this weekend I'll see Fred and Vince.
There are players out there who play defensive back. Let them be a – you know what? They'll never call it a pass interference call. But that's the way it goes.
Well, there's too many rules. Any game that's been around this long, you can go by – you can just take a pair of scissors and just go down the line and just say stop and cut off about 25 years of rules that don't matter, that don't match up, that don't coincide from one. It's as if the people making the rules never played the sport.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what Vince is saying. And here's the thing. I think in the last few years there's been more rule changes than I've ever seen in football. It's like every season you start off with a bunch of new rules.
It's for your benefit, by the way.
I have to agree with Tom Brady, too,
because of the mediocrity of the game. A lot has to do with coaching and what they're doing. I mean, you're going to send a guy – I remember him mentioning one time – You know, if I was playing the Baltimore Ravens and the guy was – I wouldn't run anybody over the middle because he had Ray Lewis there. I don't want to force one of my guys into him and he's going to wipe them out.
Yeah, you're very unpopular, Vinny, you do that.
Yes, very true.
Today the teams run soft zone coverages. I don't know where these defensive coordinators are coming from. It's easy pickings.
Well, Vinny, all the coaches.
Even the last play the Chiefs ran the other night, it was a fourth down and 25 yards. The guy, Watson, runs the ball 25 yards down the field, turns around. He was open for a second. He just dropped the ball.
Yes, exactly.
Give me a break.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is, I believe, if you check this out, we should do this. We get the front office.
Should we get the Jeremy
Dayton? We should get the front office and Jeremy Dayton to spearhead this. And that is, what is the average age of an NFL coach?
Of ref or coach?
Both.
All right, we'll check them all. Let's take names and then get ages.
That's a good question, Fred.
Well, we'll do that. And you talked about Tom Brady, since we're jumping back and forth here. One of the things he said, and I'm quoting him now, Vince, is, I look at a lot of players like Ray Lewis and Rodney Harrison and Ronnie Lott and guys that impacted the game in a certain way, and every hit they would have made would have been a penalty. You hear coaches complaining about their own player being tackled and not necessarily, why don't they talk to their player about how to protect himself? We used to work on fundamentals of those things all the time.
Fundamentals.
Now they're trying to be regulated all the time.
Yeah, well, you know something? Just take a look and see how many of these officials, they must average 15, 16 years of age.
You know, we may want to get a new commissioner of football in here and maybe have you, Vince Ferragamo, and you, Fred Dreyer. Of course, I'll be your agents, and I'll go ahead and work in there. I'll ask the questions, and you guys just give the cold, hard facts of life, as Porter Wagner would say. Okay?
Porter Wagner.
That's a country singer. He had a song called The Cold, Hard Facts of Life.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Dolly Parton won't be here, but Vince Ferragamo will, Fred Dreyer will. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, it's Amanda, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A nugget trays is that they're so easy for the holidays. They're warm and flavorful. It's always a crowd pleaser. When I put down a nugget tray, everyone is happy.
Hey, this is Brian, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A nugget trays is the joy that it brings to me and everybody around me during the holidays. They're warm, juicy, and delicious.
Cater the holidays with Chick-fil-A today. Available on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Kia America honors veterans by connecting highly trained former military technicians with meaningful new careers at Kia retailers through the Kia Veterans Technician Apprenticeship Program, VTAP. Launched earlier this year in partnership with Educational Resource Systems Incorporated, the program is a U.S. Department of Labor and GI Bill approved national apprenticeship. Kia VTAP provides master-level trained veteran technicians with career access to hundreds of participating Kia retailers nationwide. Eligible veterans may also elect to receive a substantial monthly GI Bill stipend during their 12-month apprenticeship. Greg Silvestri, Vice President, Service Operations.
Kia VTAP is delivering skilled and experienced military veterans to our retailers during this period of unprecedented record sales and growth. I'm inspired by the quality and tenacity of these veterans as we honor them and all military veterans who served in the U.S. Armed Forces.
For more information, visit KiaVets.com. Sponsored by Kia America.
There's lots to love from Apple right now at Verizon. Get the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and more to love from Apple on us with select phone trade-in and select unlimited plans. There's no better place to get what you love from Apple than at Verizon. And there's no better time than right now. All that with the network you can really rely on. It's your Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply. One offer per eligible Verizon line. Additional terms apply.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Ah, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Welcome back here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. He's the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Don't forget, he's got all that acting stuff going on for him there. Hunter, Land's End, all the great shows, NCIS. It's in so many things. And we got, as a special guest today, Fred's good buddy, his quarterback of all quarterbacks on Fred's list. He actually, I think, you might have outpointed Joe Namath. I don't know. We'll have to ask Fred himself.
You talk about acting. Vinny's got him pegged.
Yeah, Vinny's all right. By the way, Vinny, you do a podcast that we're going to be launching on CRN. What's it called? On Point Live, is that right?
On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Yeah, we got Freddie's buddy Jackie Slater out there with you. We did
Jackie
talk,
Ray.
Talk about the NFL each week.
Filibuster Jackie.
What do you mean, filibuster Jackie?
Give him a subject of holding. Offensive tackles.
That's it.
That's right. Yeah, we even have an illustrator board. We can draw plays, Fred. It's kind of fun. You know, we'll draw a play.
Oh my God.
Or make something up and just draw it up on the board. We know what we're talking about, but we really don't.
Well, we really don't, and that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, Fred, you played with you had John Madden was one of your coaches. Vince was talking about his coaches. You had so many great coaches at the San Diego State.
I'll put my lineup of coaches up against anyone.
You would, wouldn't you? Who did you have? You had Ernie
Don Coryell,
yeah.
Joe Gibbs,
yeah.
John Madden, yeah. Ernie Zampezi.
You had the best.
Had the best offensive coordinator ever, Ernie
Zampezi.
Ernie Zampezi. He's just a beautiful guy.
Right.
And, we lost him here this last year. And he's anyway.
Yeah. So let's get to college. Let me get to college here a little bit, because just before the break, you guys were talking about preparation. And Tom Brady was there. You know about preparation. You got that H that you bring with you.
I got that H. I got preparation H.
That's good. So prep. Don't laugh, Vince. I understand you've used it a time or two. So anyway, I think
he puts it on the ball. He puts it on his balls.
Oh, football. Thank you. Okay,
yes,
thank you very much. Okay, so there we go. Now watch it there. Now we got so Tom Brady's complaining about the quality of the game losing a step here. And so he says, quoting now, "I think college players were better prepared when I came out than they are now." He says, just because so many coaches are changing programs, and I would say there's not even a lot of college programs anymore. There's a lot of college teams, but not college programs that are developing players. Your guys' thoughts on it? You've always talked about in high school even, or before that, Fred, tackling is not studied anymore. Nobody knows how to tackle.
You know what we should do, Vince? I'm not kidding. Is that we should put together a tape of how to play at the defensive line and at the offensive line. And
a fundamental tape,
because I gave a speech in Torrance one day, it shocked all the fathers, and I got a standing ovation from the mothers when I start saying that their children, their 10, 12, 13 year old kids, are not prepared to play contact football. Mm-hmm. And that was at that level. Think about it, what it is now. They're nowhere near ready to play contact football. They don't even know how to prepare for it. The people that are coaching it don't know what they're doing.
Right. And I think growing up as a kid is important. It's an important learning experience to play professional sports if you do go that far, Fred. You know, I've seen it in some of these kids today that are drafted. Where's the background study of these players? You know, when I came out of school, you know, as a kid growing up, I was raised in a tough family, Italian neighborhood, you know, so it wasn't easy. But, and then I look at, you know, this kid, John Brown, who was Mr. Universe. Amon St. Brown is his son. And he's got another son, Academius Brown, St. Brown, at Chicago. Uh-huh. These kids, I saw John raise these kids, and they were raised tough. They were smart. They worked hard. They earned anything that was given to them. They had to go out and earn it. And so that's the way they're playing football today. But then I see other kids that are playing. They think they're so good at the pro level, and they're why would they even draft a guy like that?
Exactly.
I mean, you look at some of these players like Zach Wilson. You mentioned him earlier. I mean, no one did a full background study on this kid. He can throw the football, but he doesn't have the proper mechanical.
He was ready to advance to the next level at Alabama, I believe. Is that right?
No, he was at BYU.
BYU, that's right. And he was no closer to starting a college football game than I was.
Well, he's been benched now since you bring it up here, Vince, and get your thoughts there. And he doesn't think he's getting scapegoated. But for the second year in a row, they've benched Zach Wilson and putting Tim Boyle in as quarterback over there. And Rodgers is still on the injured list over there. But the Jets, they benched him because they lost three games after starting the season 4-3. And so what do you think? Do you think as a quarterback, Vince, do you think Zach's got a chance of ever coming back and being a starter in the NFL?
Well, personality-wise, probably not.
Wow.
Because maybe he just doesn't fit in with – I mean, you have to be well-liked. You have to be respect. You have to be a good leader to be a quarterback. And yeah, I don't know if he has those skills. You know, forget if he can throw the football or not, because he's not making proper reads like Fred mentioned about coaching. You know, he's not adhering to coaching. You can tell somebody something, and if it just goes past them and just over their head, and it doesn't sink in, then they're not going to perform well on the field. It just appears that that's the way with this kid.
Vinny, you know this as well as anybody. That position starts off with vision. If you can't see correctly, you can't play the spot.
You talk about that, Fred, all the time, that the quarterback is the guy.
I would always ask the student, the player, what are you looking at? Tell me. Describe to me what you're looking at. Many of them don't know what that means. Many of them don't know how to do that. And you can see the frustration on them because they literally have to think while doing. And believe me, it sounds funny. But many cannot do it. They can't do it.
And for a quarterback, what you're saying is you have to conceptualize the play. And I coach flag football, my grandson, 9 years old, and we're putting in terminology. I mean, the parents looked at me like I was a what are you, crazy? I gave them playbooks. And they're learning it, and they call the play, and they just don't look at a diagram play. They call it, and they run it. You know,
because you're giving them
the basics.
That's
the time to do it. Do it right there.
That's the time.
They'll learn it. And, we got the stretch play in, Fred. We got the bootleg. We've got the Y under. We got the quick arrow with the slant, with the flats. We got the wheels. We got everything.
You got the reverse. You got the fake kick. You got the whole deal going.
We've got it all. When they see it on TV, what's the call, Javi? I ask him. Well, he tells me what the play is.
That's really good.
It's like, you know.
Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Vince Ferragamo, all-time great quarterback with us here. Vince, I got to ask you this question since we're talking about this, and we're talking about, you know, Tom Brady coming out saying that the quality of people coming out of college is not the same. You guys are talking about playbooks that you're using right now. Your career, when you look at what you did, you were selected as the most valuable player at the Los Angeles City Schools, recruited, went to the University of California at Berkeley, then you went on to Nebraska with the Cornhuskers and everything. But along the way, I think you started out three games in your freshman season when you were at Cal, and then you weren't playing for a while. You were ranked number one when you opened the 76 season with Nebraska. You think you went to a 6-6 tie with the LSU at Tiger Stadium on September 11th of that year.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
Then you get into the pros, and you're on the bench. You're sitting behind people when Fred was on the team, like Pat Hayden and a few others. I mean, you had to take your time and your patience to prove yourself to get in there. And I remember that controversy in Los Angeles. Should Ben Ferragamo play? Should Pat Hayden play? How did you handle that on the bench, getting yourself ready for the chance when you finally got in the game to prove yourself? What's the professional way to look? Zach Wilson should be tuning into this. What'd you do?
Well, I think at each level, Mike, you have to earn the respect of your teammates. And the way you do that is through hard work, through patience, through trial and error. Everybody feeds off of, say, a quarterback. And if you make a mistake, you have to be accountable for it. So you just say, oh, that guy ran the wrong route. No. Hey, it was a bad pass. You take accountability. And that's how you profit. You have to learn the reason why you failed. And failing is not final. You know, it's not, if you fail, it's not death. You just have to live by it. Everybody fails, and you just have to continue to improve. And I think at each step of the way, I was able to learn different offenses at Cal. I was able to learn the prototypical drop back pass. And when I went to Cal, when I went to Nebraska, it was a power offense. It was defense. It was run the ball option, you know, roll out. I even played a year in Canada, learned Canadian football. So it all was a learning experience for me. And so each step of the way, I tried to take the good and the bad and improve and continue to get better. And that was the key for me. And
so respect.
You know, I was just lucky. You know, sometimes you have the right thing going on and things work out in your favor.
Fred Dreyer, we've been doing the show for a while, and I've never asked you this question. What about you? Here you are, a big strapping right-hander in high school. You got that big right-handed curveball that scared even Don Drysdale of the Dodgers, and you blow your arm out. You blow your arm out. Well, he was Big D. You were Big F. That was your report card. I'm sorry.
Biggest of all Fs.
Thank you, Vince. And so you, how did you decide then to go into football? I mean, that was probably far away from your dreams. You were a baseball guy.
Well, it didn't help
blowing your arm out.
Blowing my elbow out.
Yeah.
That was for starters.
So anyway, so you wait for the same thing. Respect even on your side. You're not the quarterback, but you have to have the respect.
Vinny, I tell people this. I was at El Camino College, and you know it well. And I just decided that I'm. Where's my friends? They're out playing spring practice. So I drove over there, and there they were. And the coach came over and said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I was at the beach about an hour ago, and now I'm here. What's up?" And he says, "I said I want you to come to my office." He walked me over to his office. Bill Vincent. Remember Bill Vincent, Vinny? Do you remember him?
No, I don't remember.
He was a great man, great for kids, and helped many kids get him in school, even when he knew that they really couldn't make the team. That was me. So we had a nice relationship there, and I saw how he talked to football players. I saw how young people had to be given a mentor. They had to be able to know what is the number one parameter of education at any level, regardless of what it is, and that is that you must decipher information. How do you take it in? How do you reason with it? How do you give it back? And that's I learned that at El
good Camino. Coaching.
I learned that at El Camino College.
Good guy. He signed you up. And that's the trifecta with Tom Brady, because he led off saying, "I think the coaching isn't as good as it was, and I don't think the development of young players is as good as it was." Maybe it starts right there at not only the college level, but at the high school level and even with younger kids. We'll take a break, wrap things up. Our final short segment coming up. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Email him, Fred Dreyer. Dreyer @crntalk.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Boy, this show has just flown by. This could be maybe, this could start you guys working together here a little bit and putting together a football manual for kids over there. I'm talking about you guys, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, and our special guest today, Vince Ferragamo, quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams. Played in how'd you do when you were in Canada, by the way, Vinny? You went up there and signed one of those. That was when the Canadian Football League was just starting and they started poaching people out of the NFL.
It was good for me to come back to the Rams.
You did. It was a great experience for you, Vin.
Yeah, and you.
It was.
And you played on Buffalo for a year and then came back to the Rams, too, as I recall over there. You got any advice for the Buffalo Bills? I mean, they're up, they're down, they're in between. You got anything to tell them, Vinny?
Well, McDermott's he's in control. I think they just got to get back to the basics for the quarterback, Josh Allen. You know, he's a good quarterback. They got to get him back to what he does best, which is he's 6'6", 250 pounds. He runs over linebackers. Let him run some. I mean, they're afraid of him getting hurt. When he's effective, he can run the football, and then it'll open up their passing game. So they got to find a way to generate more offense. A lot of guys are hurt over there. I don't know why they're getting hurt, but and that's
they're running into everybody.
Everybody's getting hurt. I don't understand how many quarterbacks are out this year because they got hurt. It's
and Fred ridiculous. Says that's due to what? AstroTurf. Are you right? Are we talking about artificial grass?
It is due to the surface. Yeah. I happen to agree. Leave all the hard hits. Forget about roughing the passer. Just change it to grass.
There's another opinion right there with you, Fred.
See, bounce up.
That's all you got to do. Yeah. We're geniuses over here.
Simple fix.
Fred just sits here every week and solves. We should have you in charge of maybe the border or something here. You could solve some problems.
I could fix the border by the time we serve lunch.
Kind of like Hunter. It works for me.
Exactly. John Frederick Dreyer.
John Frederick Dreyer.
Your full name, ready?
You never knew that? John Frederick.
His name was John Frederick Dreyer.
Do you know what they say when you start?
What do his grandkids call him?
What do your grandkids
that
call you? John? They call you John Frederick?
They call me Poppy.
Poppy?
Yeah.
Poppy. All right, Poppy.
No, you said they call you Fred Dreyer.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we got to get out of here. The show's over, you guys. Vince Ferragamo, we love you. Thank you so much.
Check out his wine.
Check out and follow Fred on
Thanksgiving.
Check us out. Happy Thanksgiving weekend, everybody.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Vinny. Thanks, Vinny.